Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
It's really been ramped up, hasn't it? You heard it in the headlines there. Former US President Donald Trump has said FBI agents raided his Mar-a-Lago estate last night. He said, using those words, broke into his safe as well. His son, Eric Trump, acknowledged the move as part of an investigation into the removal of official presidential records from the White House to his private Florida resort. The unprecedented search of a former president's home would mark a significant escalation into the records investigation, which is one of several probes Trump is facing from his time in office and in private business. For some reaction and analysis on these dramatic events, I'm joined now by former White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Mick Mulvaney, you're very welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. And I apologize, but I think we've got some audio difficulties. I'm only hearing about every third word. I think it's important that people realize that the investigation that resulted in the raid on the president's home yesterday is very different than what folks have been seeing with the congressional investigation. The congressional investigation is political in nature and has very little real legal authority. Mm-hmm. The FBI and the DOJ have real legal authority. They're the folks who can put people in jail, and this is certainly a major escalation of the investigation into the president.
And you say in your tweet, in reaction to the raid, if the Mar-a-Lago raid, you say, is really about documents, it makes me wonder if the local police can send a SWAT team to kick in your front door to get your overdue library books. The government better have a better reason for this invasion. The DOJ needs to provide information about the raid immediately. If this is only about document retention, it should cost Merrick Garland his job, the Attorney General. That's what you said in part. So are you doing a U-turn now?
There's a bunch of different allegations against the former president. The one that gets all the attention, of course, is that he tried to interfere with the transfer of power to the Biden administration after the election. That's an extraordinarily serious matter, may rise to the level of seditious treason. There's also been arguments, however, that the president did not properly comply with some technical legal obligations when he left the White House. Specifically, all of us, myself included, are responsible for making sure that the federal government takes all of our documents that we have used in the administration into the National Archives. It's an important law. There's no question about it. And breaking it certainly has penalties, mm-hmm. but it pales in comparison to the allegation of trying to, say, overturn the government. If this raid is related to that minor charge of document retention, that would be an outrage of the highest order and may result in Merrick Garland's firing if that was truly the motivation. So we don't know why they did it. We don't know what they were looking for, and we don't know what, if anything, they found.
Which is why I was surprised, Mick Mulvaney, that you said in that tweet as well, it's the job of the DOJ to investigate any wrongdoing, but it must be devoid of politics. So you are raising the suspicion that this is political policing without any evidence, really, are you?
Yeah, well, it's all speculation at this point. No one's got any evidence. The Department of Justice is famous for that. That is their ordinary course of business. They do not tell people why they are investigating. They don't even tell folks if they are investigating or if they are not investigating. That's how they handle ordinary processes. Mm-hmm. They need to be different here. The political charge nature of this investigation is so intense that half of the country is automatically going to assume that it's politically motivated, and half the country is going to automatically assume that Donald Trump is guilty until proven innocent. The Department of Justice is just contributing to that here today, and I think it's incumbent upon them for the integrity of the institution to come out and explain and how they did this investigation.
Are they? Because you say nobody has evidence. The FBI would say they have, and the DOJ, they have evidence now after the raid, one would assume. They had to go and show probable cause to a federal judge to get a warrant to search the private residence, and that was got legally. So now they've got whatever they've got within the resort, and they would say possibly it's evidence.
Again, I'm only getting about every third word, so I'm having to guess at your question. But let's go over what the search warrant would have to say, or how they would get it. The Department of Justice would have to go to a judge and show probable cause that a crime had been committed, that there was evidence of the crime at Mar-a-Lago, and this is the important piece, that it's probable that that evidence will not be there tomorrow. That's how you get a search warrant on very short notice, which is exactly what they've got. So they thought something was there. They thought it was going to go away if they didn't go take it. And I think now they should tell people if they found anything and what they were looking for. Specifically this, were they looking for something related to the retention of documents charge, or were they looking for something related to the charge that the president tried to overthrow the government? Those are two entirely different things from a gravity standpoint. And yes, they come from the DOJ to tell us more than they're telling us right now.
Yes, but and by the way, I apologize for the difficulty in the technical glitches. But both charges would be very serious indeed for Donald Trump, wouldn't they? The insurrection charge would be obviously very serious. But the other charge as well, in terms of the destruction of official records or the withdrawal of official records, that would it not preclude him from running in the next presidential election?
I've seen that argument today for the first time. I've also talked with many, I used to practice law. I was never a constitutional lawyer. That would be a real difficult charge. Keep in mind, our Constitution sets forth the requirements for running for office of the president. You have to be 35 years old and a natural born citizen, and that's it. We have felons, for example, who are serving in Congress right now. You do not lose the right to serve in office in my country by committing a felony. You may lose the right to vote, but not to serve in office. So while I've heard that argument, I think that would be a real stretch. If you got somebody on a technicality, on a small crime, and you can imagine, well, we got you on this issue about not returning your library books, to use my analogy, and now we're going to prevent you from running for president. That would be a bridge very far for the Democrat Department of Justice to cross.
But Mick Mulvaney, with respect, it's hardly analogous, is it? Not returning your library books and withdrawing official documentation, which could be of serious import regarding very grave investigations and probes into Donald Trump and his presidency. Not an analogy at all to draw. And also, in terms of evidence that may not be there tomorrow, the New York Times journalist Maggie Haberman, well, she has detailed in a new book how White House staff would find bits of torn up documents in the toilet in the White House. Now, I'm not sure if you ever came across that.
That I never saw the president ripping up documents and throwing in the trash can. But go back to your point about the analogy. It's actually correct. Because while you're right in that people might say that the FBI is looking for really, really serious documents, technically not having the menu of the meeting which you had with the Prime Minister of Ireland, if you had dinner with the Taoiseach and you didn't give them the menu, that's a presidential record. And technically, you can be charged with that. And I know that sounds like it's absurd and it's extreme, but I think everybody automatically assumes that there's something serious here. I think there's something serious here. By the way, I happen to think that the Department of Justice is smart enough not to go looking for small things. If they're in your house and you're the President of the United States, they're looking for something serious.
Yeah.
I think that's the case.
I don't think the FBI is looking for the menu that Donald Trump had with the President or the Taoiseach. That's probably a red herring to bring that into the conversation. And I don't think they were eating herring of any colour at all either. Could this be, though, to Trump's advantage, Mick Mulvaney? Because he has always portrayed himself for his fervent supporters, as you know very well, as Trump against the establishment. Well, this is it now. Game, set, and match. Unless he's convicted of something here, this could be advantageous to him, could it not?
Well, actually, even if he is convicted, it could be advantageous. Again, just because you're convicted in my country doesn't mean you can't run. There's no question about it. That's what I come back to. Unless the Department of Justice is really politically just tone deaf, they know they were going to be accused of political activism here. They better have crossed all of their I's and dotted all of their T's, as we say, because they know they're going to come under intense scrutiny. Keep in mind, it's likely the Republicans will take the House of Representatives at the next midterm election, at which time they'll have the authority to do investigations into the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice. So you have to think that either the FBI was really going after something serious, and we don't know what it is, I mean, deathly serious now, or they really are poorly mismanaged and are going to get in a lot of trouble.
I wonder if, even if he is convicted, or if he can use this for a run at the presidential election the next time, because are the Republicans really, have they fallen to such a level that they could run a convict on their ticket and be proud of it?
I'm sorry if you've stopped speaking. I'll guess
you didn't hear the question.
Convict on the ticket. Keep in mind, I think in a head-to-head race, Donald Trump probably loses a Republican primary. It's him against Ron DeSantis, for example, him against Mike Pompeo. But that's not how our system works. It would be Donald Trump against 6 or 8 or 10 people, at which case the 30% of the people, Republican primary voters, who would vote for him, even if he were a convicted felon, would be enough for him to win the Republican nomination.
Okay. Can I ask you finally then, he has made comparisons with Watergate. Do you think that's a fair comparison?
It is. It's actually more than Watergate. This is more serious than Watergate. President Nixon was never charged with a crime. He was pardoned by President Ford before the Department of Justice had the opportunity to do that. And his private residence was never raided by the FBI in search for evidence. So no, this is actually, we use the term unprecedented probably too much today in American politics, but this is certainly unprecedented. Coming back to the fact that this has to be something more than just looking for ordinary documents, or else something is truly wrong.
Can I just finally challenge you on that? Because I find that a little bit upsetting or distressing that the Republicans are comparing this to Watergate. Watergate was an illegal break-in by party operatives in on behalf of Nixon or in favor of Nixon. This was the DOJ and the FBI getting a search warrant and doing things legally.
Again, I'm guessing that you've stopped speaking, and I'm going to say that you're absolutely right. If your suggestion is that the this is very different than the Watergate break-in, it's the exact opposite. This is a completely legal investigation. Okay, they went to the court and they got a search warrant. It's the way it's supposed to work. The Nixon when they went into try and get data from the Democrats was a criminal enterprise. So now the two things have nothing to do with each other. The analysis is how far did the DOJ go against Richard Nixon, and how far are they going against Donald Trump? They're certainly going further against Donald Trump right now than they did against Richard Nixon.
Well, Mick Mulvaney, despite the technical glitches, it's been intriguing to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.